Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, so we wanted to talk about a quagga. What is a quagga and why on earth are we talking about it? Well, Ibn Oldewagen, a fair environmentalist, joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well, and yourself?
So I thought a quagga was this, I thought this mythical animal. I didn't know it was a real thing.
Yes, no, so quagga is an actual animal that used to occur in South Africa, in abundance, but was hunted out in the earlier years. And the last one actually died in a zoo in Amsterdam, in 1883. Thus making them extinct. So the purpose of our project now is you can obviously never breed an extinct animal back, mm-hmm. but we are trying to breed the characteristics of this quagga back so that people that never had the opportunity can now see at least what they used to look like.
So what were they?
So the quagga is a subspecies of the southern plain zebra.
Mm-hmm.
So most people know the zebra as a white animal. Some, we always joke, we say, is it a white animal with black stripes or a black animal with white stripes? But the hide is actually white and then the very dark, almost black stripes completely over the body. So what makes a quagga different is a quagga is a slightly smaller and stockier animal than the zebra. And instead of being the white hide with the black stripes on it, you want a more brownish color in the white hide. And the stripes are also different in that the stripes aren't supposed to be that very black color, and they're only supposed to have stripes on the head, neck, and the front part of the body. So no stripes on the belly, the legs, or the backside of the animal.
And from a DNA perspective, is it completely different a species to the zebra?
No. So studies were done when the project was started, and that's actually where it was found that both the quagga and the zebra all form part of the southern plain zebra species line, and thus we started using, or thus the southern plain zebra was used to start this project with, because it's the closest genetic line that you could find to start the project with.
Right. And you've bred, and one of these quaggas have been born.
Yes, so on Vergelegen, we got this herd through the project in May last year. And when we got them, this female was pregnant. So we were all very excited. And then on the 14th of December, we had our first foal born on the property here. So this is the first one for us that was successfully born since we've been part of this project.
That's incredible, though. It's really what an exciting event.
Yes, no, definitely. So we look forward to many more successful years in this project. Obviously, it's a very management intensive.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And very wise project, because, for instance, when this young one gets to about a year old or so, you will then start to see what the finalized color and pattern and that kind of thing is that it settles with, because it can still change slightly in the first year. And then all the project specialists will start selecting animals again, and that for the next breeding season. So we won't keep the same herd on Vergelegen indefinitely. In about 2 years from now, so we will start swapping out animals from other properties that also form part of this project, to place those specific animals together that you want to try and get even closer to these characteristics you're looking for, but also to prevent inbreeding and have the same animals breeding with the same bloodline over and over.
Right, although to some extent that's what you want, because that then surely reinforces these characteristics.
That's it. So it does sometimes happen where you put two animals that you deem perfect together and a fully striped animal comes up, but that's just how the genetics run along the line. But in most cases, when you place two animals or a couple of animals very, very close to that together, it should theoretically breed out similar or even closer to what you want.
Our listeners are asking, what is the name? First of all, is it male or female?
So it's very difficult at this young age to really see what it is yet.
Really?
So we're going to give it a month or two. The reason for that is when it's as young as it is now, it's still hidden between the herd. So it's funny, whenever you get to them, the herd seems to circle around you. I'm now saying him, not it.
Right.
So for those reasons, it's very difficult yet to see exactly what it is. And as time goes on and it grows a bit older and it starts to move off a little bit more away from the herd and that,
you'll get a
then
sense.
It would be easy. But at this stage, it either keeps on standing straight looking at you or it's hidden inside of the herd. So we don't really know yet.
Okay. And then you can, I suppose you don't want to name him or her until then.
That's it. So once we can determine that, then it will get a name and the records on it will start, because each animal in the project has complete records of its line, where it comes from, who was the mom and the dad and all that, in order for management of the project to put specific animals.
Okay, but you have to refer to him or her as some name. There's no way that he doesn't or she doesn't have a nickname in the meantime.
We actually haven't selected yet on the property yet. We're actually running a little bit of a competition between staff members on the farm here to see who can come up with a best name. So hopefully in the next week or so, we'll at least choose a name or nickname for us on the farm here that we...
All right, please, you have to let us know. In the meantime, we'll also ask listeners, 34519 or 0618951019, if you were naming a baby quagga, what would you call it? That's what we want to know from you. Karen says, this is the best story today. It is. It's just such a feel-good story. Because who doesn't like, I don't know, a baby quagga? I can't even... Why aren't we seeing pictures? Where are the pictures?
You can go on to our Facebook page, the Tafelheuvel Facebook page.
Right.
So you will see there's a whole story posted about it on there. There's a whole bunch of photos on there. I think there might even be a little bit of a video on there. So,
okay, we're going to take a look.
So any other listeners that would like to see it, please go on to Tafelheuvel Wines Facebook page. You will see it all on there, Facebook and Instagram.
Right, and when you see a baby quagga, it doesn't mean you've drunk too much. It is 8:30. It is 8:30. What an awesome, awesome story. And that is Eben Oldewagen. He is from Tafelheuvel. He's an environmentalist talking about the birth of a baby quagga.